This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversation the DJV way of dealing with things that are a part of your real life, and certainly your pet world is an important part of that. Let's see if we can recover some of the conversations that are important. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and me. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This portion of the program brought to you by Hugs and Kisses, by the way. Hugs and Kisses is a proprietary brand of minerals and vitamins that you absolutely must have for your dog, your cat. This is something that has been generated by Warren and his expertise and his research. This has been on the market for a long, long time, and the reason that the product's been on the market is because it's successful. It is what you need. I know so many people, Warren, who listen to this program and obviously listen to your program, The Pet Show, that's on a lot of radio stations every weekend. This is a fabulous way to make sure that you show the love and attention that your pet needs. This is proof. This is the pudding. If you give your dog or your cat hugs and kisses, he or she will maintain a solid, strong life base, the wholesomeness that you need. Because, let's face it, a lot of the stuff, the foods that are around now, are not, it's like what you feed yourself. There just is so much lacking in so many of the pet foods, like there is in so much human food, that you need to supplement. And supplementation is personified by Hugs, the Hugs and Kisses brand. So if you go online to hugsandkisses.com, that's hugsandkisses.com, you will find, and you can order them. They are proprietary, but I say they are super duper. Can't imagine life in a dog. I know Charlotte liked them, and I think that's part of the reason she lived as long as she did. So hugsandkisses.com for Warren's brand of minerals, vitamins that are essential for your pet. All right, here's something that really, really, really bothers me. And this is why I wanted you to spend a little more time with us today, Warren. I have down the street about a mile from me here on my farm is the Harvard Research Laboratory. It is an enclave that's about 110, about the same size as my farm. And on this property, in it, wherever, for years, they have been doing very controversial research, biomedical research, on chimpanzees and other mammals, primative mammals. They drill holes in their skull to try things. I know a lady who used to work there who was an MD, practiced all kinds of things. And as time has gone on, the protests, the improperness of what went on here has been underscored. So now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has classified chimpanzees as endangered, and they are more under the Trump people, interestingly enough, limiting biomedical studies. But of 600 lab chimps that exist in our country today, only 72 have been retired or taken away from these private labs. And, you know, as much as I find it interesting and easy to take shots at the pharmaceutical industry, they're the ones who pay for this. They pay Harvard, they pay Johns Hopkins, they pay whomever to go about the business of drilling or doing, feeding them stuff, giving them drugs, whatever the hell it is that they're doing. There are 220 lab chimpanzees that for 5 years or more have been used for these things, and very few of them have been moved out of, even though the public cry and the focus and even the laws have said stop doing this, they still do it. So I don't know what the I don't know how much you agitate on your program. Is there a way of? I mean, I just think it's and I'm not Mr. Goody Two Shoes, but when it comes to animal life, what the hell? We think we're so superior. We can drill holes in the heads of chimpanzees and think that's okay because it's going to make our lives better.
Well, you know, Doug, I do a lot of agitating on my show when it comes to animal rights. And the bottom line is I find you annoying sometimes. I find myself annoying sometimes, to be honest with you. The bottom line is, first of all, as you know, or as you would probably think, I'm 100% against vivisection for many reasons. I remember years ago doing a national tour talking specifically about this. Had the opportunity about 4 years ago spending some time with Jane Goodall. We all know who Jane Goodall is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if she was doing.
Why don't you explain who she is, though, for those?
She was the world famous person that spent time in the jungles with the chimps and brought the whole thing to light about you know how they're treated. Anyway, she was doing a speech. I was emceeing it for her. And before she went on, we spent a lot of time in the green room talking. We're talking about interesting enough. We're talking about whether or not animals can cry tears when they get sad. And she told me the experience she had with one of the chimpanzees that lost a friend that was crying tears. How could anybody take any of these animals and abuse them in any such way? Now, here's my theory. And it's not a theory, it's a fact. Years ago, when I was traveling around doing this anti-vivisection thing, there was one university that was getting millions of dollars to do research on white rats. There was another university across the country getting $1 million for doing the same exact research on black rats. Genetically, they're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same. Why do the research? And nowadays, with the computer technology we have and all the imaging we have, there's no longer any need that anyone needs to experiment on any animals. That's my belief.
Mm-hmm. So then, under the circumstances, is this just a sign of the... I thought it was interesting that the Trump... I don't know why I say that. It sounds pejorative, but a lot of people think the Trump people are pretty insensitive, so they're the ones that have moved this along. It just what bothers me more about it than anything else is that we as humans think that we are better than. And people say, oh, look at the food chain and look at what's... who are you to tell? You know, we may live differently, but, this is... what?
How would you survive in their world? That's the question. How would you survive in their
world? Yeah, I'm going to have some of them. Mm-hmm. They take over if the Planet of the Apes gets as successful. Look at all these damn Planet of the Apes movies, like the ones coming out this weekend. Let's say they're in charge. They're going to start drilling holes in our head.
And the worst thing is, though, these chimpanzees and other animals know what's going on. They feel the pain psychologically, emotionally, and physically. So it's amazing to me that in 2017 people abuse animals like that.
How dare we? How dare we? How dare we do this? It's incredible. All right, I wanted you to hear.
I'm glad you brought it up.
I mean, I know Victoria feels this way. I know Jennifer feels this way. I know Kara. Yeah, I think most people with conscience feel this way. It's not some new age thinking. It's just, it's what's right. And then you can say, well, who the hell are you to decide what's right? I will tell you it's right for me to think this way. You don't want to think this way, that's up to you. But in a collective consciousness, the world, we better ourselves or we denigrate ourselves by how we treat everything that's part of our world.
People can't accept that other living things have emotions and feelings. It's very difficult for humans to think that something else is equal to them in any way, shape, or form because of our ego. So if we got rid of our egos the way animals did, there'd be no problems in this world.
Yeah. Well, that's because a lot of, you know, like growing up, if you grew up as a Christian, you know, animals don't have souls, only humans do. There's a hierarchy of all of this stuff that you're taught from a very young age that, you know, that we're better and we're at the top of the food chain and we're smarter and only we have emotions and only we can have feelings and only we, you know, and it's, I hope it changes as kids grow up now, but I don't know. I think it maybe depends where you live and how your family teaches, but, you know, that's where it starts. It's total arrogance.
Everything else, it all starts at home.
It's all arrogance.
Jennifer, what did you start to say?
Oh, no, I just think it's, I mean, it's more about respect. I mean, it's respecting of life. And I think that, I think you're right. I think you're either, you're kind of brought up with that or not. And I think even people, you know, a lot of times, like you see, and you made a comment, you said, well, these are Trump supporters, blah, blah, blah. It's surprising that they would like animals. But you know the people
that,
I know, but you know the people that tend to be most respectful, and you'll laugh and Warren will probably hit the roof, but hunters actually, the people that really hunt are actually more respectful, I think, of animal life than a lot of people give them credit for. And that may be a controversial thing to say, but I think most people kind of get this, you know, even...
Yeah, nice
no matter,
job.
No matter what their lot.
When we run out of time.
Well, you know I like to do that. I like to throw a little
Well, I'm going to leave you a note at the studio this week, Jennifer.
Yeah, leave her. That's it, Jennifer. Warren's in the studio that Jennifer uses in the morning for her local L.A. program. Yeah, leave her a note, Warren.
I'm going to leave her a big note.
Leave her a note. Warren Eckstein here with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug at 16 past the hour. Television report up next.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Isn't that possible? Jennifer, you are a smart... Begins with an A, you know what I mean?
Like that candidate in Georgia, right? I'm an Ossoff?
Yeah.
That poor guy, God. If I've ever heard a last name that sounds like a cuss word, it's John Ossoff.
Ossoff! All right, he got Ossoffed, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Kelsey Ballerini and Thomas Rhett are new on the CMA Festival TV special, which is set to air August 16th on ABC. I don't know much about... I guess we have become familiar with Ballerini. I don't know anything about Thomas Rhett. What's his...
Thomas Rhett's really... His star is on the rise. He's just won Male Artist of the Year at the CMAs, and that was the first for him. He's the son of Rhett Akins, actually, who was a great country singer during the 90s.
Really? This is him, obviously.
Yeah.
Those of you who are worried about whether Ryan Seacrest is going to be able to have a square meal... I don't think you have.
I lose sleep every night over
Ryan
Seacrest.
I told you at the beginning of all of this there was going to be a deal. I don't mean to sound like some other radio people. I told you people, but this was foolish.
I don't mean to sound like those people, but let me tell you, I told you so.
This was going to happen from the beginning. And so it'll be interesting to see.
I still don't get it, but maybe I'm just a cynic.
You're talking about American Idol. We should instead of just saying, I told you so, let's put some context around it.
Good radio people do, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's that story. What about
Here's my TV report.
Yeah.
Tonight on TV.
You got 15 seconds. Come on, let's
go. Fine.
Don't waste
it. A new episode of Fargo. Now, this is in season 3, a new episode on FX at 10 p.m. To Tell the Truth. Remember that game show? Well, it's back and reworked on ABC at 10 o'clock. Tonight's panel features a few celebrities, Justin Long, Nikki Glaser, Cal Penn, and you can check that out. And Big Pacific and Yellowstone Thaw. If you want to feel a little cooler in the summer heat, PBS has a special on both of those places, 8 and 9 p.m. on PBS.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sound.
I get goosebumps every time I hear her.
So here she is again, doing the right thing, taking the focus on that Grenfell Tower fire and going to visit. As she went there to express her sympathy and comfort the victims. She went actually to the Chelsea Fire Station to meet some of the firefighters who helped pull out all the stops that, unfortunately, couldn't stop the fire. So pretty much destroyed that whole residential tower. One of the firemen, Rob Petty, posted some pictures on Facebook yesterday of the meeting, writing, quote, "Not every day the wonderfully grounded and caring Adele pops in for a cup of tea and a cuddle." So...
The pictures are so sweet, too. She's laughing, and she showed up just no makeup on and, you know, just hanging out just to say thank you. She's really wonderful.
She gets it. So now, in addition to that, from this same tragedy, a bunch of all-star singers, including Emile Sandé, Rita Ora, Celine Dion, Robbie Williams, Liam Payne, Roger Daltrey, Jesse J, Queen's Brian May, Lewis Tomlinson, participating in a single which will benefit the victims of the fire. And I believe this is being released today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coordinated version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, the famous Simon and Garfunkel tune. So who can we identify some of these people?
Well, Emily Sandé did the first line coming in. This is Louis Tomlinson of One Direction. But, yeah, I mean, it's just huge. It's pretty much every huge British artist right now, except for the other two members of One Direction and a couple other bands. It's
they're going to make so much money off of this, which is great.
Good. Yeah.
It's a good thing to see people get together for this sort of thing. Good for them. All right, so that's the latest from England on the tragedy. This is our musical portion of the hour. We're always talking about musicians from all walks of life, all aspects of music that are in the news. Brian Wilson in the news today, releasing a new anthology collection covering his nearly 30 years as a soloist. It's called Playback, comes out in September. It's an 18-track release with two previously unreleased songs, Run, James Run, written for Playback, and Some Sweet Day, which Wilson wrote for Andy Paley in the early 90s, then that project never got finished. The rest of the collection features selections from 9 of his solo records. He's been all over the place. I have never seen him. And so I see that there's a...
I would love to see
later this summer.
Tour.
I'm going to get a couple of tickets for that. I want to go
I think he's swinging back around. He's in Europe this summer, and then he starts another North American leg in September. Yeah. So if he comes anywhere near New York, that is definitely on my bucket list.
In September he's here. I think it's the 22nd. I see the guy. Playback also features tracks from his two 2004 albums, Getting In Over My Head, Brian Wilson Presents Smile, a couple of live recordings from Live at the Roxy Theater, and One Kind of Love, which he wrote for his biopic Love and Mercy. Remember that?
That was so good.
Yeah. So, Brian Wilson in the musical news today. It's 28 after on the DJV Experience.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Comfort and convenience, a Photoshop in conversational terms of what's going on in the world, as much as we can squeeze into these conversational hours. Victoria Keelan is here on the DJV Experience with me, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen with two N's, two L's, at Doug Steffen, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. This is self-awareness, and I suppose in a manner of speaking, I'm pretty good about being upfront with things that I do on the air. I don't think there are too many secrets here. I'm a pretty curious fellow, and I'm also kind of silly when left to my own. But it's often that I'm not on my own. Somebody will send me something, doug@dougsteffen.com. Good way to get to me, or you can, you know, do it at Doug Steffen, however you want to communicate with me. There are a lot of people listening to this program who are a little off, and maybe that's because we're all a little off. So this woman sends me these odd sex laws, and I've done a couple of them already today. This is from Hastings, Nebraska, where every hotel owner is required to provide each guest with a clean and pressed nightshirt according to the law. No couple, even if they are married, may sleep together in the nude, nor may they have sex unless they are wearing one of these clean white cotton nightshirts. Now, whether that's these
laws
on the books.
Is this a Mormon thing, or what is...
What, in Nebraska?
Yeah, know. Like
Nebraska,
what...
I'm worried about Mormons. It's just these are old laws that are on the books that nobody has bothered to get off the
But
books.
If you're married, though, how are you not allowed... If you're religiously married, how are you not allowed to have sex?
No, you have to. You can have all the sex you want. You just got
to
wear one of these nightshirts.
Wear a pressed white nightshirt. I don't think I would want to accept a shirt from a hotel. Like even if it's pressed.
A sex shirt? No thanks.
No sex shirt for me. Are they throwing away the sex shirts?
You're asking
time
too many
used?
Questions to which there is no answer.
Because we're girls, we have follow-up questions. It's in our DNA.
I don't know. So let's call the police chief. You want to call the police chief?
And ask him about sex shirts?
Hastings, Nebraska?
Sure.
Right.
Let's do it.
Do that. We'll have Michael Blitz with us in a few minutes. He's a technologist. We focus so much on technology, but yet we know so little because things are changing so rapidly. Artificial intelligence, especially. Man, you're going to have your mind blown when we go through this report about what's...
And I bet he's thrilled to be the follow-up to this conversation.
Yeah. Well, let's put something in between him and that. To wit, the... I was talking earlier about the war... Well, the Trump people are doing interesting things and sort of unpredictable things. Some of the stuff is questionable, and that's not what I'm going into here. What I find interesting, we're talking about chimpanzees and what's going on in research and how the Trumpsters seem to want to do away with a lot of what many of us think is very negative when it comes to research. Here's another bit of research. A lot of Pew studies out today, one of them on the death penalty, one of them on the focus. The war on drugs, which started during the George Bush the Father administration, in which we've spent $19 or $20 billion a year, might as well just flush it down the toilet or give ourselves a tax break or do something, because it hasn't done a damn thing. If anything, it's worse. And so you wonder whether the Trumpsters are going to be able to make it better. If they listen to Jeff Sessions, the answer is no, because he wants to put everybody in jail that's using drugs. However, apparently some with more common sense in the Trumpster move have looked at the Pew Research on the so-called theory of deterrence, which has been around since George Bush the Father. That is, harsh punishment, prison sentences for people who use drugs. They don't work. And here's the background to that. If you look at the incarceration rate, and that's what this study does, comparing every state in the country's incarceration rate against its rate of illegal drug use. Let's go to Tennessee, for example, where imprisonment is three times higher than most of the rest of the country. And for purposes of this discussion, we'll compare it to New Jersey, which is where Victoria is from. So both of these states have similar drug use rates, and Tennessee's imprisonment rate is three times higher. So what does that tell you? Doesn't work. That's what I'd get out of it. I'm not sometimes the sharpest guy in the line, but I'm not the dullest guy either. Indiana and Iowa, another couple of states that are compared in this study, they have the same imprisonment rates. Indiana has worse drug use than Iowa does by far, and more overdose deaths in Indiana. What does that say for Mr. Pence, who's there, and it's not his fault, but where's the leadership? See,
well,
that's what I'm about. Where's the leadership? And it's a difficult problem, and, you know, the average person doesn't know how to have an impact on this. But what I'm suggesting here is that going the same old route sure as heck isn't working either.
Right. I think Chris Christie, who's on his way out as governor in New Jersey, I think he's in charge now of, he's like the drug czar or whatever they call it.
He's the in charge of the president's drug addiction task force. And he's the one who asked for this Pew research. And so when he looks at it, which I'm guessing he's probably already done, that's why we've gone public with this, he'll be at odds. He's a lawyer. He, as a matter of fact, was originally thought of as the attorney general. What's his face? The president's son-in-law kiboshed that because Christie put his own man in jail.
Yeah.
So he's not too popular with Kushner. However, Trump realizes that he is actually, Christie's quite smart. And he knows how to maneuver, especially along the lines of what's legal and what isn't. And he realizes, I mean, you can see again the track record in New Jersey where they have pretty much tossed out sending people to jail for using drugs.
Yeah, well, I mean, in New York, I live in Manhattan, but I'm from New Jersey, and so all of the local channels, TV channels, are all the same. And so it's constant. You see ads of Chris Christie doing, you know, drug rehabilitation programs and things like that. So if that's working, then hopefully on a national level, maybe he could be the guy who could really help. I mean, look at the opioid epidemic. Someone has to tackle
that. Well, you see, that's the thing. Trump is such an interesting character because there's so many contradictions. He's got Christie, and I think this is what Trump really believes, and yet they're sending more troops to Afghanistan, and they're not putting two and two together here. The Afghanistanis are responsible for lots of the drug use in our country because the Taliban, their whole bit is to create poppies and opiates and heroin, and that's how they get their money to stay in business.
Right.
And so there's a, we, I don't know, it just gets confusing. I want to spend a minute talking about something that's going on at my house. I started telling you the story about the Champion standby generator that I'm having installed here. I chose Champion over the competition because they, when you do the research, you will find that they are the leaders in power generation. And at this time of year, we're having so much wild weather, thunderstorms. I mean, this is true for all times of the year, I guess. Not so much in the spring and the fall, but, well, in the fall we get wild hurricanes, depending on where you are. You're not safe from losing your electricity. So there are all kinds of gradient levels of getting protection. I happen to have chosen the standby generator that is fueled by natural gas, because I have that here. It's very quiet in a class by itself. It has a sort of gull wing. If you think of a car with gull wing doors, that's how this thing comes open. You look inside. It's very easily maintainable. 24-volt starting system. I mean, that's kind of in the weeds. What you want to know is that these products from Champion Power Equipment are so reliable, so dependable, whether it's 22 below zero or 122, these things are going to work, bing, bang, boom. So if you want to get an authorized dealer near you, my suggestion is you visit their website at championpowerequipment.com. That's championpowerequipment.com, or you can call them 877-338-0999. Speak with a standby professional. Find where there is a company near you that that distributes and puts these things in. This is the kind of standby generator system you need. ChampionPowerEquipment.com, 877-338-0999.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one ream of Staples 8.5x11 multipurpose paper and get one free. A savings of $7.99. Staples, it's pro time. N624 in store only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Michael Biltz joins us now here on the DJB Experience, Managing Director with Accenture, the company's technology vision R&D group. He's responsible for developing their annual vision report, the Vision into the Future. Looking into the future, Michael, what do you see as we have moved way beyond the dawn of the information age? We're in it. We went through the revolution. We have all kinds of revolutions in our history. The Industrial Revolution. Now we have in the middle of the technology revolution. And we haven't seen anything yet, really, have we?
No, we haven't. Everything keeps changing faster and faster. But one of the really interesting and neat things that we see on the horizon is that with the maturation of artificial intelligence and analytics and all these technologies, we're beginning to see a shift away from people having to adapt to the changing technologies by themselves, and we're actually starting to see the technology itself adapting back to people.
So,
and that's what's really neat. You know, if you
let's translate that. Can you give us an example? Let's make it easy. We hear a lot about artificial intelligence, robots, and that kind of stuff. And now that Amazon has taken over or is taking over Whole Foods, a lot of people think that Whole Foods is going to get stocked by robots. Is that an example of what you're sort of finding in the research?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely artificial intelligence being inserted into everywhere, but I think for the most part, it's happening in a different way than we expect. You know, you look at something that everybody already uses, like Spotify. It's in the old way of designing these applications, it's giving me access to a music library that it forces me as an individual to become my own DJ and understand what music I like and what I want to play. But in the new world, what it's doing is it's actually using AI in the background to understand my likes and what I want and create a experience with new music, finding new things for me, you know, creating playlists, you know, so that that experience becomes unique to me. And it's actually going to empower me and people as individuals to do more than it is really going to be replacing them.
All right. So this is something that we can apply in our own lives. This is something we can apply to our business life. Let's take a shot at businesses and how they use this information. What do they need to prepare? People always say, oh, I got to prepare for the future. How do they do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the preparation really comes to starting to realize that everything has a potential to become intelligent. You know, you look at something like the like the law. Right now there's a company called Ross Intelligence that's using artificial intelligence in order to do a lot of their research. And so instead of having your lawyers spend very expensive amounts of time, you know, trying to pull precedences and associated case files from every place, is that you essentially have an AI that can in seconds go through a mass library of everything that's happened from a legal perspective and yank out the appropriate people so people do what they're best at, which is the strategy and understanding, you know, in this case, how to win a case.
Wait a minute. I'm calling my lawyer as soon as we get done talking. I want to cut my legal bill in half. We'll fix him with all of this stuff. I say that laughingly.
But
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you make a good point, is that you're talking about cutting your legal bill in half, you know, but now you're also talking about giving people access to do things with, you know, the law or lawyers that they've never done before. And so, yeah, there may be certain things that become less expensive, but now you're talking about, you know, being able to do much more. You know, so let me give you another example, even in this space, that says, have you ever had a parking ticket that you didn't think was justified?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Did you contest it?
Yes. Ask me if I won or lost.
And did you win or did you lose?
No, I always lose. But I can beat the speeding tickets, but it's hard. Although in Los Angeles, with the red light things, you can beat those now because they're, you know, they're just ridiculous. But anyway, go ahead with your story.
Yeah, but right now there is an artificial intelligence chatbot, so a simple bot that you can type in a thing that will help you contest your parking ticket. It has a 60% success rate. It's contested over 200,000 parking tickets in New York, Seattle, and London. Yeah, but this is one of those things that at this point, you're the minority in that you actually contest your tickets. Most people don't do anything. They don't have the legal know-how. They don't understand how the system works. And so now you're opening up things that people mostly would never do before that says now everybody has an opportunity to take a larger control, you know, in the way they work and the way they live.
All right. This is a very interesting study. If you go to Accenture.com/technology vision, you can get more information about this and how it will apply to you, your life, your business. Michael Biltz here from Accenture at 10 before the hour.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third
third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
And let's crank this up there, Kara. This is one of the great mid-rock tunes.
Hey, what's the matter with your mind and your fine and your look so divine and come and get your love.
What's your problem?
Where's Miles? Kara, get on that button. Have it ready. Have it ready.
Okay.
Every time he sings, I want to hear that button.
No, this is great stuff. All right, so this is one of the tunes from Guardians of the Galaxy. I have not seen the second one because I haven't been really, I don't feel like I need to go see it because it looked like more of the first one, but it was too many creepy crawlies for me, at least in the when I saw the trailer for it.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's well. The music is what makes it fun.
Well, the reason we play that music is Chris Pratt turns 48 years old today. He plays Star-Lord in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Isn't he in the Magnificent Seven?
He was. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Denzel Washington. I like that. So, well, it's funny because right before we were going on the air, we were talking about waistlines, but Chris Pratt actually was a little bit of a overweight, out of shape guy. I think he was part of the sitcom Community. I think that's the one he was on.
He was on Parks and Recreation.
I'll talk about it. Right. And then he, worked out, got himself in great shape, auditioned for Guardians. They liked him because he's got a really quirky sense of humor. Got that one, and then he got the Jurassic World, and now doing Jurassic World 2.
From what I read about him, Chucker, he sort of pinches himself. He wasn't a guy that expected it. He went into acting as a career, expecting to be a journeyman actor where he could be, make a living, but he never expected to be as successful, if you read the stories about him, and he's not let it go to his head. That, I think, is where he kind of reminds me.
If you looked at the way he looked 5 years ago,
yeah,
or 6 years ago and the way he looks now, I understand why he had that opinion.
Well,
because you're not going to get Guardians of the Galaxy
no,
lead.
You know, but you know what? It also represents something that's going with guys, these actors who are in their late 30s to late 40s, and I use as example him. Mm-hmm. I use Armie Hammer. I use, what's his face?
Tatum Channing?
Yeah. These guys have all come along, and they haven't taken themselves seriously. I don't say this to sound like a jerk, but my son is friends with, he doesn't really know Chris Pratt, but he knows Armie Hammer as a close personal friend and also Channing Tatum. And these guys are, they don't take them, this is a job. They go to the job, they work, but they're normal guys that sort of live a normal life with their families. And it's refreshing because so many times you hear about some of these people that let all this stuff go to their head, and
right.
they just don't realize that they're human beings that just, they do something different, but they forget
so
they
I,
put their
so
pants
I got,
on
so
one
I got,
leg at a
time. They're like construction workers with $50 million in the bank.
Right.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe more. All right. So anyway, that's true. What do we have for movie news today?
This is a big story that broke last night. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the co-directors of the new Han Solo movie over, young Han Solo movie over at Disney, parted ways with the studio over creative differences.
Wow.
Now, what makes this story really interesting, Doug, is they were halfway through filming, which is very unusual to can the directing talent of a major tentpole movie, especially a Star Wars movie. Now, they did extensive reshoots on Rogue One with another director, and that turned out fine. According to Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is probably the best trade internet site for accuracy, they say that the studio number one choice to replace these two directors is Ron Howard.
Really?
I think that would be actually pretty cool
huh.
if Ron Howard does a Star Wars movie. It would be young Han Solo, so let's see how that plays out. But that is a very unusual. I can't remember the last time that has happened.
Can we back up for a sec?
Sure.
Guardians of the Galaxy, is it successful enough in its second run that they're already planning a third one?
Yes.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, it's made about $800 million
so they're gonna
worldwide, and fans seem to really.
What does Pratt take home for a check? What is he?
Chris
what is
Pratt.
He yeah.
Good question. I'm gonna say now he probably could command around $15 million.
Yeah. Okay. Good for him.
Pretty good.
Right.
So good. Pretty good for a construction worker.
Yeah.
Other news: Warner Brothers hiring writers to come up with a plot for a new Twilight Zone movie.
Really.
Yeah, I mean, I know Leonardo DiCaprio's production companies tried to cultivate a Twilight Zone movie for the last few years, but hasn't materialized. So it's one of my favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah,
Twilight Zone.
Interesting to see how that works. All right, Chucker, good job. Thanks. 59 past the hour.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.